Thanks again, Peter. We've come to our last set of news. A new editor of the Evening News has been appointed. The University of East Anglia is praised for an initiative to get youngsters to take up a medical career. But first, a welcome to a new woodland area at Sprowston.
Nature lovers will be able to enjoy a newly opened woodland on the edge of Norwich. The picturesque Harrison's Wood, east of Sprowston, is made up of numerous pathways and is home to a variety of bird species. Ian Moncur, chairman of Sprowston Town Council, said, "I'm delighted that this beautiful area is now open to the residents of Sprowston, and I'm sure it will enrich the lives of all visitors. A walk in woodland to green spaces provides benefits for physical health and mental well-being. Yet only 18% of people in the UK have woodland within easy walking distance of their homes. The woodland will eventually be passed to the ownership of the town council, which will manage the site. A new crossing to the site has been installed at Salhouse Road. People can also enter through Blue Boar Lane and park at the cottage plantation."
The Norwich Evening News has appointed David Powles as its new editor. Mr. Powles has been a journalist for 15 years and joined the Evening News in 2006 as a reporter. He worked as Evening News news editor before becoming assistant editor for the News and the Eastern Daily Press. For the past year, he has headed up Arshant's investigations unit. Additionally, Mr. Powles will assume the editorship of the Norwich Advertiser weekly newspaper and both papers' websites. Mr. Powles said, "Norwich is the city where I was born, spent much of my childhood, and have enjoyed living in for the past decade. To be given the opportunity to edit the city's daily newspaper is a dream come true. I look forward to ensuring our readers continue to enjoy a great value, quality newspaper and brilliant website."
A project which helps Norfolk students from lower income backgrounds into a career in medicine has been recommended for its work by the General Medical Council. The Medical Aspirations Programme, run by the enrichment team at the University of East Anglia, was highlighted as an area of good practice after the GMC visited medical schools, hospitals and GP surgeries that train doctors in the region. Launched as a pilot in 2010, the course offers 30 spaces to 16 and 17-year-olds on a three-day residential course based on learning about the medical profession. It includes guaranteed interviews for places at the Norwich Medical School for those who meet the academic criteria. Since the programme launched, 13 participants have progressed onto scholarship places in UEA's Norwich Medical School.
A mischievous vandal has made some additions to an information board for the Norwich Northern Distributor Road. The boards, proudly unveiled by Norfolk County Council last month, depict glorious green countryside either side of the 12.5-mile dual carriageway. But an unknown person has glued pictures of densely packed housing over the fields. A reader who spotted what had happened wrote, "I noticed somebody has helpfully added a few extra housing estates to the scene, so as to more accurately illustrate what it might look like." The £178 million road will stretch from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 northwest of the city. A large sign in a cartoon style and featuring a Lotus car was unveiled last week to champion the controversial project. The road is scheduled for completion in early 2018.
A hairy trio said goodbye to their beards for Norfolk's biggest cancer charity. Three colleagues from the Alan Boswell Group had a close shave to raise cash for the Big C. They were launching the first in the company's year of fundraising events. They hope to raise more than £25,000 in total. Mark Davenport, claims manager, and Paul Cole, senior claims advisor, said goodbye to their beards in gentlemen's grooming barbershop, Swagger and Jack's. Anthony Lehman, claims handler at the Norwich-based firm, also had his head shaved at the St Benedict's shop. Mark Davenport has had his beard for 10 years. he said that his 12-year-old daughter was in for a surprise, as she had not seen his chin since she was 2 years old.
An exhibition featuring photographs of David Bowie, many of which have never been displayed before, will open in Norfolk this summer. The county is the first stop on a nationwide tour of David and I, which features pictures taken by the music legend's official photographer, Dennis O'Regan. The 40 photographs document Bowie during the 1983 Sirius Moonlight Tour, the 1987 Glass Spider Tour, and the 1990 Sound and Vision Tour. He was also the photographer at events such as the Concert for Diana and Live Aid. The exhibition has been arranged by Mark Overton, director of Offbeat Lounge Gallery at Carlton Forhoe near Norwich and owner of one of the largest collections of limited edition rock photography in Europe. The one-day exhibition, David and I, takes place on July the 28th at the Mini Dealership at Forest Way, Cossey.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you enjoyed it. We hope you also enjoy this month's Norfolk magazine on the second memory stick in your wallet. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that you do not have to pay any postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Simon Shirley. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You can always leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Your readers on part two were Pauline Goldsworthy
and Chris Gillam.
So now we'll say goodbye for this week.